The Escape, page 250. The following winter he was ill again, but no less determined to escape. He decided to wait till early spring, when the snow was beginning to melt, and the nights were not so bitter. Very carefully he laid his plans. It was no use thinking of cutting the wire fence. There was a trip line inside the double fence, and anyone who crossed it would be shot. If he got as far as touching the fence, the alarm bell in the guardhouse would ring. There was only one way out, the way the guards went, through the gate and past the guardhouse. His idea was to disguise himself as one of them and follow them as they went off duty. But how was he to get hold of the uniform? At the back of each block was a leaky and unheated hut known as the cooler. It had three or four cells to which unruly prisoners were sent to cool off. To be sent there, you only had to be late for roll call or cheek a guard. It was quite a popular place in summer, as it was so quiet, but in winter you could freeze to death in there. In spring, with a bit of luck, you might survive a night or two of frost. One March day, during the morning hut inspection, he flicked a paper pellet at the guard. It stung him behind the ear and made him turn round. The next one made his nose smart. That was all there was time for. Within 5 minutes, Joseph was in a cell in the cooler. For 2 days, he stamped up and down to keep himself warm. He clapped his arms against his sides. He dared not lie down for more than a few moments at a time, in case he dropped off to sleep and never woke again. Twice a day, a guard brought him food. For the rest of the time, he was alone. On the evening of the third day, the guard came as usual. When Joseph heard the soft thud of his footsteps in the snow, he crouched down on the floor at the back of his tiny cell. He had a smooth, round stone and a catapult in his hands. He had made the catapult from pine twigs and the elastic sides of his boots. His eyes were fixed on the flap in the door. In a moment, the guard would unlock it, peer inside and hand in the food. Tensely, Joseph waited. He heard the key grate in the rusty lock of the outside door of the cooler. The hinges creaked open. There was the sound of a match spluttering. The guard was lighting the lamp. Heavy boots clumped across the floor towards his cell. Joseph drew back the elastic. He heard the padlock on the flap being unlocked. The flap slid aside. The guard had not seen Joseph when the stone struck him in the middle of the forehead and knocked him down. The floor shook as he tumbled. He groaned and rolled over. Joseph must act quickly before the guard came to his senses. He knew the guard kept his bunch of keys in his greatcoat pocket. He must get hold of them without delay. He must lift the guard till they were within reach. He took a hook and line from under his bed. He had made the line by cutting thin strips from his blanket and plaiting them together. The hook was a bent 4-inch nail that he had smuggled in from his hut. After several attempts, the hook caught in the top fastened button of the guard's greatcoat. He tugged at the line and drew the guard, still groaning, up towards him, higher and higher.